Do you see your calling? Let's look at Romans 1 verse 1. Romans 1 says, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Do you see your calling? Our calling is not primarily to be holy men and women, but to be proclaimers of the gospel of God. The one all-important thing is that the gospel of God should be recognized by the abiding reality. Reality is not human goodness or holiness or heaven or hell. It is redemption. The need to perceive this is the most vital need of the Christian worker today. As workers, we have to get used to the revelation that redemption is the only reality. Personal holiness is an effect of redemption, not the cause of it. If we place our faith in human goodness, we will go under when testing comes. Paul did not say he separated himself, but when it pleased God who separated me, Galatians 1:15. Paul was not overly interested in his own character. As long as our eyes are focused on our own personal holiness, we will never even get close to the full reality of redemption. Christian workers fail because they place their desire for their own holiness above their desire to know God. Don't ask me to be confronted with the strong reality of redemption on behalf of the filth of human life surrounding me today. What I want is anything that God can do for me to make me more desirable in my own eyes. Isn't that true? To talk that way is a sign that the reality of the gospel of God has not begun to touch me. There is no reckless abandon to God in that. God cannot deliver me while my interest is merely in my own character. Paul was not conscious of himself. He was recklessly abandoned, totally surrendered, and separated by God for one purpose, to proclaim the gospel of God. See Romans 9 verse 3. Well, let's look up Romans 9 verse 3, shouldn't we? Romans 9 verse 3 says, For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel. Theirs is the adoption as sons. So it's important to really see our calling, right? I mean, He has called each one of us to do something. Maybe you work in a daycare, or maybe you're a mom or a dad with little ones, and you just think, what is this all about? How is this my calling? But at this point in time, that's what your calling is, to take care of those little ones and to teach them about Jesus. And maybe you're old and you're thinking, do I have anything left in life? But you do. You have maybe children or grandchildren, or even if you're older and you go to church, you can kind of be the grandma of the church and be helping little ones to learn about Him. So in every stage of life, we have a different calling, and our calling kind of changes. Mine changes. I used to be a single person, and I would reach out and, you know, kind of in the singles area. And then I got married, and then we had little ones, and now they're older, and now they're gone. And so, you know, your life just kind of keeps changing. So it's important to always realize, what is my calling? What is God asking me to do? And then just get out there and do it, my friend. It's exciting to do. So I hope today you focus on your calling, because you are called and set apart. As Christians, we are set apart from the world of what they're all doing over here, but we're doing something special over here. So join me doing something special. Get going with your calling, and I will see you back here tomorrow. You can order your own copy of the My Utmost for His Highest devotional book by going to utmost.org. And I would love to answer any questions you may have about faith in Jesus. Just email me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. And I hope you go out and shine for Him today. See you tomorrow.